This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally. Toll free at 1-800-447-4463. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors off the bat. We've got Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, Step Back Into a Simple Time, Big Deals, Save Money Right Now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper, Welty Custom Exteriors, Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, plus Mel's Starlight Drive-In in Mechanicsburg, and our telecast online at HoosierlandTV.com, always made possible by Minute Printit, ALBQ's in Flora, Genda Funeral Home, BCS Michigan Town, 51 West Event Center, ProByte Computers in Frankfort, Blackhawk Winery, Ye Old Spirit Shop, Wilson Farm Market, Home National Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, The Farmers Bank, and Ellis Jewelers. I'm Kevin Keith. We've got Melissa Miller there this morning. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
How you doing today?
Not too bad. It looks like on the radar we might get a little bit of a light shower here in a little bit.
But yeah, it looks like it's been trying to rain for about the last 2 hours. Scattered showers today is what they're saying, and that's a easy way of saying they're not for sure if there is a chance of showers or not. Just a 40% chance, they say. Otherwise, cloudy and a high at 81 today from the Skywatch weather forecast. And scattered showers again tonight. Cloudy, low at 67. Tomorrow, as we get one day closer to Hot Dog Festival, scattered showers in the morning and then partly sunny with a high 81. And Friday, for the first day of the Hot Dog Festival, we've been talking about this, Melissa, all week. We couldn't ask for anything better. Sunny and 78. And then the same thing Saturday, sunny with 80 degrees, the daytime high.
Yeah, you can't ask for any better of the weather than that.
Yeah, we'll
and
certainly
the fact
take
that the rain's kind of going to move out.
Yeah, yeah. And it'd be just enough for the farmers to get a little bit, a little drenching late week here, and then dry blue skies, Chamber of Commerce weather for Friday and Saturday. It's 70 now from your official weather station, WILO. We have a lot to talk about this morning, Melissa, including in the studio I have Megan DeLucene. And she's here to talk about some NDOT stuff we're going to tell you about in just a moment. And all the 28 construction we have going on. And she's also available for phone calls. And she said she would be willing to take some calls on the air if anyone had any questions. And she's a brave soul. So we're going to get with her in just a moment.
Very much so. Yeah, so, Megan, make sure you have a thick skin.
Yeah, we told her that. So I'm going to be at the Hot Dog Festival this Friday, 3 to 5. We're going to have two dual remotes with our sister station down the hall, Shine 99. Cindy Lovelace will be out there 3 to 5 for Shine 99. I'll be here on WILO 3 to 5. That's Friday, and we're not for sure exactly where we're going to set up, Melissa, but we'll be somewhere on the square. And Saturday, then, we'll have 10 to noon, another dual remote broadcast with Cindy and myself somewhere in the downtown area. And that just kicks off a whole weekend of stuff. Don't know, Melissa, if you've got a chance to YouTube or Google the No Fences Garth Brooks tribute band. Have you checked these guys out?
No, I've not checked them out, but it's kind of hard to go look at tribute bands when you've seen the real thing.
Oh, you've seen Garth in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Wow. Well, that's something. You'll have to tell me about that sometime.
He puts on a show, and he really gets the crowd involved.
I believe it. I believe it. I like Garth. He's really went over, crossed the aisle on the music. But we'll talk more about that later on. No Fences is the name of that group, and I YouTubed them last night, and man, they're really, really good. So we've got that to look forward to, and then later on at 9 o'clock this morning, you and I will get to talk with Stephen Deckard, our new EMS director. And then tomorrow morning, we'll have USB Utility Service Board with probably Todd Corey at 9 o'clock. But before that, Mayor Judy Sheets is going to come on at 8:30 tomorrow morning with us. as I spoke with her last night. As we do have Megan here with NDOT. Megan, first off, good morning and thanks for coming in.
Hi, you're welcome. I'm very excited to be here.
I had reached out to you a couple weeks ago because there's one guy, I can't think of his name right now. I want to say Alan or Aaron or something that works
here.
Alan, yeah. And he brought in a couple press releases a couple months ago and gave me his card. And so I've been keeping in touch with him. And occasionally, about once every 3 weeks, I like to get some kind of update, whether it's from the city, which they've done good, and NDOT seems to be communicating well with everybody. Just to kind of, because we drive in it every day. We live in it every day in Frankfort. And we knew it was going to be a big project. We're talking about the 28 project. And so I reached out to him, and he in turn reached out to you guys. And you work in the Crawfordsville office, the district, and that covers quite a swath of Indiana. Now, there's five districts, you said, throughout
Indiana?
Yes,
there's five total districts the state is broken up into. So we are the Crawfordsville district. Frankfort is in the Crawfordsville district. It goes all the way up to West Lafayette, to Plainfield, down to Terre Haute, to the state line. So it's quite a big area.
That covers a lot, yeah. I guess, would that cover the 67, the big 67 project they've got down there around Bloomington, Martinsville?
Bloomington is not in
okay.
our district.
Okay, okay,
yes.
Yeah.
So we do have a map online, too, if you want to look
okay.
at that, too.
Very good. Well, let's concentrate on our little area right here.
Yeah.
So we really appreciate you being available and coming in. What I guess, first off, is everything still on track for the time frame that we've been told? I think the 28 West was hopefully sometime by September, and the whole thing tentatively done by October. Is that what we're shooting for?
Yes, we're shooting for mid-October to have it opened up for the public. Now, that is when the project should be mostly done, except for cosmetic things like grass, things like that. So right now we're in stage two of phase one. Work is currently happening on the west end of Frankfort from Blinn to the railroad tracks. Stage two, phase one is expected to be finished in mid-August. And now phase two, we're expected to start in late August, and that will last through mid-October. So towards the end of the project, that's when it's expected to be completely finished. And as with any project, these dates are subject to change.
Sure,
Indiana
sure.
weather, you know, is crazy.
Right.
Crazy tunnels pop up out of
yeah.
out of the air at some points, which is really cool to find, but does cause some delays. So.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because it was a couple months ago that I was scrolling through Facebook, and I saw on the NDOT page the Crawfordsville district that they had discovered this unknown thing that was underneath the road in Frankfort. And as I got reading, I thought, oh, that's the tunnel that everybody's talked about. So all the locals know, but nobody else knows, right?
Yeah, it got lost in translation, I guess. There were a lot of comments that were like, we've walked through that tunnel. It's super cool.
I went to school there and everything. Yeah, people talking about.
It was super cool to find. But yeah, of course, we did have to come up with a plan of, hey, how are we going to fill this in so it doesn't cause any issues on the road? But we worked together with the city pretty well on that, so...
You know, it's kind of interesting. I guess it's so obvious to us when the city planners were talking with NDOT and coming out. You know, they just, oh, you know about that.
Assume we know about it. Yep.
So things like that can cause delays. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just natural. Do the NDOT crews occasionally find things under the ground that isn't there, that they wasn't supposed to be there?
Yeah. I was talking with one of the project managers. I forget what project is, but they were like, there was just a cavern under the road. So we do pavement corings just to kind of see if we can find them before we start.
Right.
But sometimes you just can't predict what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So there are always unexpected issues. So we do appreciate the patience of the public whenever we have those happen.
I know you've been with NDOT since, what, April, you said, of this year?
Yes, fairly new.
Okay. So I wonder if, and I'm sure there has been, but if they've found like a historical landmark or something buried, you know, when you go doing things, or maybe an ancient Indian burial ground or something, you know.
That hasn't happened from me being there, but I do know I learned it was really cool. We have like an archaeology team.
Oh, okay.
In case stuff like that happens.
Oh,
so I really am trying to get a feature of them on our social media, so be on the lookout for that. But that was something I didn't know, and you just, there are so many elements you don't consider in construction.
You know, I'm kind of intrigued now. We may have to get those guys on and bring them up here.
So yes, I'm very excited to hear what they have to say.
All right, well, let's, so everything is on track for right now. What else goes into this? You mentioned some of the cosmetic stuff, like the grass and maybe some sidewalks and stuff. Do they try to do some of that as they go along, or do they go back and do all the sidewalks at the end or something?
So they have been working on the sidewalks now. They try to do as much as they can to get it ready as soon as possible for the traveling public to go on. And then anything we have to do after that would be through flagging operations, so we're not closing the road or restricting it for a long period of time. We're just having some flaggers while we do that extra work.
I know a lot of times again, we're local, so we know how to get around with detours and stuff, but you guys have to put together the detours, and of course you work with local officials and everything, but there's a reason you don't do the detours that are always, it may be the shortest point between two points is a straight line, but there's a reason you don't have a detour through the city proper, and you probably do that with other communities as well, right?
Yes. Our official detour follows state-owned roads. We don't want to send anybody through your front yard, you know?
Or down an alley or something.
Yes, so it may seem like it's a very out-of-the-way detour, but that's just for people who may not know the shorter ways to go. You always are free to take that, but we just suggest state roads.
I know I've learned a few new roads in Frankfort since all this has been going on. I've lived here about 4 years, so. All right, well, I guess that one thing that I've always talked about here on the air is I try to give the NDOT crews, the guys and gals, a break, because this is a big project. This is a big job, and you have, you mentioned a project manager a minute ago. I guess he kind of, or she, kind of oversees the entire thing, and then they have little supervisors that work under them. Is that kind of the way it works?
Yeah, so our project managers actually have probably at least a dozen other projects that they're working on at a time. So that's why it's important to have communication with the city, to have communication with the contractor that we've hired. So this project was awarded to E&B Paving, LLC, for $17.9 million. So that is a massive improvement project, and it's going to be nice. I think everybody's going to be really happy once it's done.
I know when I first came here, a lot of the talk was that the original road was brick underneath, and that caused a major problem through the years, because they would do occasional things to put over the top of it, but it was never stable,
right?
You know, and it just shifted and moved. So I know removing those were, that was part just to start with.
Yes, so you have to take those out one by one.
And I saw them pulling up a lot of the road, too. I mean, that's just a big project. Yeah. All that stuff has to go somewhere.
Yes.
And be loaded and hauled off and everything.
Yep,
so,
and that goes into the time it takes to get that project done. So we have to get everything out.
Yeah.
And then if we find something unexpected, we have to address that as well.
With it. Yeah.
Work with the utility company. Sometimes there's a pipe where it shouldn't be, so then we have to contact them. So a lot of things could happen. We try our best to stay on time. We have multiple crews working on this project right now, and we really appreciate their hard work.
Can you stick around for a few more minutes?
Yeah.
I want to go ahead and move over to Elaine with Mel Starlight Drive-In. She gives us a call every Wednesday and Friday. Elaine, thank you for giving us a call this morning.
Oh, sure.
It's been a couple days since we've talked to you. I guess go ahead and let us know what we can find this weekend at Mel Starlight Drive-In.
We are starting the new DC's League of Super Pets, rated PG, so another family animated picture. And it's going to be followed by Elvis, rated PG-13.
Oh, the Elvis movie.
Yes.
Oh, that looks really good. I've wanted to see this for a couple weeks now. What kind of turnout did you have last weekend, Elaine?
It was pretty good with the Minions and bringing back Jurassic World. Yeah, it was a good turnout.
Now, what was the League movie? You said it was the League of that you're going to show this weekend?
Yeah, DC's. So they're the rival to Marvel. DC's League of Super Pets.
Super Pets. Okay, all right.
Yeah, so it's the pets of Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh. Wow, so we focus on their pets, huh? Do they have superpowers, I wonder?
I'm not quite sure. I've just seen trailers. I haven't actually seen the movie yet, so.
Well, I want to see the Elvis movie. I don't know if I'll... We've got the Hot Dog Festival this weekend, so we've got a lot going on up here. So I don't know if I could make it down there this weekend, but I might be able to because you guys show these on Sundays still, too. Is that right?
Yes, this weekend will be our last weekend of Sundays until the Labor Day, but we will be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend.
And each time we talk to you, I guess week to week, the movies will start a little earlier. You're probably close to 9 o'clock now, aren't you?
It's probably, if it's a sunny day, mm-hmm. probably not until 9:05 or 9:08. Depending on the weather, somewhere between 9 and 9:05.
All right, not to put you on the spot, but last but not least, somebody asked me this the other day, and they wanted to know who Mel was. Where does Mel come into play in the name Mel Starlight Drive-In, Elaine? Or do you know?
When we purchased it in 2003, for the previous 10 years, it had been known as Mel's. They had played with that in some different ways. They had it as Mel's Back to the 50s, just as Mel's by itself. When it was originally built in 46, it was known as the Starlight Drive-In. So what we decided to do was take the two names and combine them. So Mel's is an acronym, actually, and it means Mechanicsburg Evening Light Show at the Starlight Drive-In.
Wow.
So there isn't technically a person as Mel.
Right.
But we thought it was best to try to have both of the names that it was known as.
That's a brilliant idea. Good marketing there. I'm glad I asked. Good.
Yeah.
Mechanicsburg Evening Light Show at the Starlight. I like it. I like it. All right. Well, we will see you. We're going to do this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you could come out, make a full night of it. You guys are grilling if it's not raining. So you've got fresh hamburgers and good prices and nachos and drinks and candy and popcorn and all kinds of good stuff, right?
Yes. All of that.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you Friday morning then, Elaine. Thanks for the phone call this morning.
Alrighty, sounds good. You guys have a good week.
You too. Thank you very much. Very interesting there with the League of DC Super Pets, Melissa. I don't know if that's one you want to see, but
yeah, it's cool. And in answer to your question about whether or not they have superpowers,
uh-huh.
they find out that they do have superpowers.
Okay,
and they are rescuing the Justice League, because the Justice League, they're human, they get kidnapped.
Oh. Wow, the plot thickens.
Okay. Yeah, so it's going to be a good family movie.
Good.
And then, I'm like you, I'm looking forward to Elvis.
Yeah, I need to see
that. They set Austin Butler, who plays mm-hmm. Elvis, mm-hmm. who is a former Disney kid.
Oh, really?
He, They are looking at him at possible Oscars.
Well, I've heard some good things about that. Yeah,
and then you've got Tom Hanks playing Tom Parker. So
right, yeah,
can't go wrong.
Got to be good, that's for sure. Well, I'm Kevin Keith, and that's Melissa Miller, and we've got Megan DeLucene with a few more minutes with NDOT here. Megan, do you want to see that Elvis movie, or are you more of a Super Pets?
I would say Super Pets.
Okay.
I think it'd be a really cute movie. I have a 5-year-old nephew, so that might be a good one to go see with him.
Yeah, go check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so the other day we've been talking press releases and communications and stuff. We got a press release last week about the chip seal, 421, the Kirkland area, and we thought we were going to have maybe another week to prepare for that, but again, there's a lot of dates, a lot of moving parts and things.
Yes.
That actually started yesterday or the day before.
Yes.
And that's going to Kirkland city limits
yes,
proper?
Yes, correct.
All right. So do we do a lot of chip seal stuff, or is it just kind of based upon what the need would be? And I guess the cost, too.
Yeah, it's based upon the need. We have a set schedule each year or each fiscal year, and we spend about a week in each location. Sometimes we do a fog seal later, which just kind of cements the pavement we add. But we understand it's inconvenient, and we do suggest you take alternate routes during that short time that we're out there. But we do have those signage out, and then, of course, with that press release, whenever dates change, we'll keep you updated that way and on social media, so stick with that for the most timely updates.
I know the county here does some chip sealing every now and then, and it seems like it takes a year or two for it to all kind of go away because mm-hmm. it's kind of annoying. I don't like the gravel feel and everything, mm-hmm. and you think about it, but I mean, it's obviously popular for the mm-hmm. reasons that it's you know, a little cheaper to work with too. So, but we can't have it all our way, that's for sure. I wanted to give you an opportunity to let people know what is the best way, other than listening to Wylo or checking out our website, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You guys, you mentioned social media, some other things. Where do we find you?
Yeah, so of course you can tune into your favorite local station, local newspaper. That's always a good resource. Here at NDOT, one of the biggest focuses we have is keeping the public informed. We do that by sending out press releases ahead of any restrictions or closures or projects. So you can subscribe to our Gov Delivery program and get updates right to your phone, your email, text messaging. Another really great resource that I highly recommend that I use in my personal life is our TrafficWise website. It's now an app you can download as well. So TrafficWise can show you road closures, restrictions in your area. You can click on the area that's closed and it'll show you why it's closed, for how long, and then it'll have a highlighted detour for you. It also has, if there's reports of road flooding, crashes, estimated duration of cleanup for crashes, things like that. You can even watch our snowplows in action. Come winter time, we have our new snowplow cameras that you can actually see where they're at.
That's really
cool. It's a good way to get real-time updates.
Yeah.
We're on social media too, NDOT West Central on Facebook and at NDOT underscore W Central on Twitter.
So if I had an area that I know NDOT is working on, I can go to the TrafficWise website or download the app or just put NDOT in a Google search. It would pull it up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So what about we have State Road 26 also, mm-hmm. Which runs east and west. And there's a lot of construction on that, particularly I think around the before or after Rushaville. I think it's after going toward Rossville. Do you know anything about that, or is that the best that we should pop up our NDOT and our TrafficWise and try to figure that out as well? Because I think they've got a project, and I believe that is NDOT, who's working up there. I didn't know. I'd give you a chance to look
it up. Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not sure, but I'm on our TrafficWise website right now.
And Melissa Miller was asking about it. Are you still there, Melissa?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just didn't know if Megan knew anything about the updates or anything on that. I know she's, you know, not been here that long. And but, yeah, 26 is actually shut down from State Road 29 to State Road 75.
Yes. So I just pulled it up on our TrafficWise website. It gives you multiple detour options. It says the road's being reconstructed until about the end of October of this year. Closed between State Road 75 and State Road 29, like you said. You can click the little construction
orange guy. Yeah.
And then it'll show you if you click on, if it's closed, it's a little circle with a line going through it.
Mm-hmm.
You click on it, it brings up all that information, and then there's a blue highlighted detour for you. So, yeah, it's updated in real time whenever we get updates, so we try to keep that as up-to-date as possible. So I think that's your best resource before heading out,
yeah,
just to make sure you're not surprised about anything, things like that.
You know, something else go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, when you guys do those detours, do you guys take in account, you know, maybe like semi-traffic?
Yes. So the official detour is usually for that semi-traffic. Sometimes we have dedicated different routes for semis. Specifically, I know you guys have the Frankfurt Hot Dog Festival coming up. We worked with the city mm-hmm. on that one to change our semi detour for that duration of the festival. So we've been working really hard on that, trying to keep semis out of the town while you have so many visitors for that exciting event. So we try to cause as least amount of impact and disruption to the community as possible. And that's why usually our official detour seems to be so long.
All right. Thank you again, Megan, for being available and coming in this morning. And we usually have a pretty full program, but I would love to, you know, we could do this on the phone sometime.
Yeah,
we could
absolutely
have you up once a month, or maybe you could bring someone else with you too, and we could learn a little bit more about that.
Yeah, the historical guys.
Yeah, the archaeologists.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk more about that, and thanks for coming in again, and keep up the good work. I know there's a lot to it.
Yes, we really appreciate the public's patience as well. So we're working together as much as possible. No surprises, just to kind of improve your community.
Communication is key, right?
Yes.
And this, you're right, that's a good point. This is progress, right?
Yes,
this is it's going to be beautiful when we're
yes.
done.
So before I go, I just want to say the things that the public can expect from the State
okay.
Road 28 project.
Okay.
Since it's so big, we have completely new pavement between County Road 200 and Blinn. We also have new pavement, curb and gutter, sidewalks, approaches, water and sewer lines, stoplights, signs, storm drains between Blinn and Hoke. The bridge over Prairie Creek, completely refurbished. There's also going to be a new intersection at Jackson and Walnut, including brand new signals. So a lot of good improvements, a
Great.
Lot of safe improvements
yeah.
for your community. So we appreciate you dealing with us. We don't want to be in your hair, and we're trying to get out of it as soon as
right.
possible. So we appreciate you guys.
That's great. We appreciate you coming in, Megan, and we'll catch you real soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. We've got Stephen Deckard coming up next on Wide Open.